next coach on the teleconference is Iowa's Kirk Ferentz. Iowa hosts Minnesota on Saturday, a 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on FS1. Coach, thank you for joining us. Now, if you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. You know, it was a disappointing weekend and a little bit frustrating for us to come up short in overtime. Northwestern played a really good game, and, you know, we couldn't quite get it done there. So it was disappointing, certainly, but, you know, we came back home and got back to work and off to a good start this week, and we'll need that. Excited to have a chance to play Minnesota at home, and good to be home, certainly. And Minnesota's playing well, so you know, we've got to do our best to get ready here for Saturday's game.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Charles DeCapp, Des Moines Register.
Hey, good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Chip.
Just talking to some players out here. Sounds like Josie's back. What do you expect to get out of him this week? Is he, you know, back to himself? And what's kind of your plan there?
Well, yeah, we think so. He was close to being ready Saturday. So, unfortunately, couldn't make it. And as long as there's no setbacks this week, we should have him, you know, ready to go on Saturday. So, one nice thing about Josie, you pretty much know what to expect. He's a really outstanding player, and every bit as important, just an outstanding leader on our team, you know, a potential three-time captain. So it'll be good to have him back in the huddle, and certainly good to have him back on the field.
And then, and just as a follow-up on the injuries, I mean, it's obviously part of the game. It seems like you guys have had a lot of, like, 2 to 3 week or 1 to 2 week things that have sort of disrupted, I don't know, your lineups almost every week. I mean, is there another season this kind of compares to, or how dramatic of an impact is this? Have those little injuries kind of snowballed this year?
You know, it's probably it always makes it a little bit more complicated, but you know, there are years, you know, very few years actually where you get through it. I think probably 0-2 just comes to mind. I think I'm correct in saying I think we had lost one starter for a couple games, but otherwise I think we went through the same group of starters all season long. So, you know, when you have a good team and the same lineup every week, that's a good thing. And, you know, right now we're trying to put things together. So it just makes it a little bit more challenging, that's all. And, I mean, you go right back to the first game where James Daniels, you know, wasn't able to go. So it's just kind of one of those shots. And but that's football. It's the nature of football. And part of the challenge of football is how well you can adjust to those kinds of unforeseen circumstances.
Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm. Your next question is from Jeremiah Davis, Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Hey, Coach, with all the stuff you guys have on your plate, how much time do you budget to work on the coach's poll?
To what? I'm sorry?
To work on the coach's poll to get your ballot in.
Oh, I don't even do that. So, yeah. And that's why. I mean, you hit it right on the head. I mean, I could tell you about our team, but outside of the teams that we see on exchanges, you know, you really don't see much college football. At least I don't. So, For me to vote on any kind of poll would really be, you know, some of the pretty narrow scope, and I don't think it's what you want on the polls.
So, I mean, I got to feel like a lot of coaches are in that same situation. So why do you think that it even exists, if that's the case?
I mean, maybe they watch TV. I don't know, but or more TV than I do. But, you know, I'll just share this with you. I mean, you know, years ago, like a long time ago, I thought it was stupid that the media had a poll. And, you know, why wouldn't the coaches be the ones to select? I guess once I started becoming a coach, it made sense that, like, you know, those guys being the media have a much better vantage point than coaches. Most coaches do. I don't know how many coaches get to watch teams from across the country on a continual basis. And, you know, like I know Alabama's got a good team, but I could name one player, maybe two. I guess I kind of know the quarterback's name. But, like, you know, I know they got a really good football team, but I haven't seen them this year, and so I'll take everybody else's word for it.
Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm. Again, if you have questions, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Andy Greedy, St. Paul Pioneer Press.
Hey, Coach, thanks for taking the time this morning. I just wanted to ask you about Nate Stanley and the recruiting process to get him out of Wisconsin.
you know, it's probably good timing for us, and we're probably lucky in some ways. You know, he came down here at the end of his sophomore year in our camp, and we really liked him, really impressed with him. So, you know, we ended up offering him, and that doesn't happen often with a guy that age. And so anyway, they came down and looked at it, and fortunately, lucky for us, his parents went to college in Iowa. His mom is from Iowa, and dad's actually just across the border from the Quad Cities. So, you know, they're familiar, I think, with the state, the program, all that type of thing. And at that point, there weren't a lot of other people involved. I think Pittsburgh was the only team, I think it was us in Pittsburgh, that had offered. And Coach Chris was out at Pittsburgh at that time, so that was a connection there. But anyway, he committed early, and, you know, it just he was not a guy as a quarterback. You know, a lot of those guys like to go to camps and the competitions, all that stuff. And one of the reasons I liked Nate so much, I mean, he was more interested in playing baseball and basketball and football at his school, and you know, just kind of focused on where he was at, where he was living. And you know, he didn't get caught up in all that stuff. It wasn't a contest to see how many offers he could get, all that kind of thing. So anyway, I guess, you know, we got to him fairly early, and just you know, the match worked, and you know, he's just a tremendous young guy.
Yeah, just one follow up. How have you felt like his progression has gone in his first year as a starter?
Well, I think he's doing an awful lot of good things, and you know, like anybody, it's a first year starter. There's all, you know, plays in every game that you'd love to have back, and even veteran guys, I mean, have those plays. You know, the challenges when you're a quarterback, it's a little bit more, you know, everybody's got more opinion about your plays than if you're a, you know, linebacker or some other position. But I think he's doing an awful lot of good things, and probably the thing I've been most impressed with, all of us have, is just his ability to keep playing. If something bad does happen, he doesn't fall apart. He doesn't get flustered. He just keeps playing. So, you know, we think, you know, he's really on a good path.
Thanks, Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Look forward to it. Thank you.